Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
Welcome back. Listen, great show lineup for you, and here's why. We're going to talk about all things Medicare, open enrollment, open season, whatever it is, we're going to talk about it. No, I'm not talking about hunting season. I'm talking about, well, it could be hunting if you're looking for the right plan for you. So, you know, I get a lot of questions about this. So I am not an expert in Medicare and the different plans that are available. So we are very fortunate that our radio producer, our radio director, Beth Muthart, did some homework and found somebody that knows a lot about this subject. And her name is Danielle Kunkel. She is vice president and co-founder of Boomer Benefits. And the website, a lot of great information. You'll want to go there for sure, is boomerbenefits.com, just like it sounds. So we've got open enrollment. We've got people new to Medicare. And Danielle's going to help us sort it out. She's the co-founder of Boomer Benefits. They're an agency that specializes in Medicare-related insurance products. So they've helped thousands and thousands of people all over the country. They're licensed across the country, including Florida, over 40 states, and they can help us. We're going to do this today, and then they can help you if you call them or get on the website, figure out what you want to do with Medicare and the supplements and all these various plans. So let's dive right in. Danielle, welcome to the program.
Hi, David. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. We're glad to have you and tap into that, all those resources and experience you have with this. So let's start with this. I'm going to ask you some of the questions that, in fact, let me do this. I'll fast forward. I'm 47, so roll me forward to 64. So 17 years, there we are. Okay, I'm 17 years older, and I'm thinking ahead. I'm going to be eligible for Medicare. I'm going to start drawing, you know, from the system that I've paid into like everybody else. And so my first question to you is, when do I need to start? I'm thinking ahead a year ahead of time, but when do I really need to get serious about Medicare and some of the choices I need to make?
Great question. So, you know, all of our lives we have group insurance with companies that we've worked with, and they give us a couple of insurance options once a year. We pick one, and that's how it goes. And when it becomes time for Medicare, suddenly you have to learn all about this government program and the pieces and parts and plans, and it's confusing for almost anyone that is joining the Medicare market. You will get a pretty good, a reminder from the insurance companies out there around the time that you turn 64, and especially when you're about 6 months out from age 65, your mailbox will begin to be flooded with advertisements and circulars and all sorts of television commercials that you'll see. People will mail you all sorts of offers. And so it'd be pretty hard for you to miss that it's time to start looking into Medicare. I often say to our clients that I wish there was a class that people could take when they turn 50 that teaches you all about what Medicare is so that you have 15 years to prepare for the expenses that you'll have with Medicare.
Okay.
And since we don't have that, the best time for you is going to be about 6 months before you turn 65 is when you're going to want to start doing a little bit of research. You can go to Medicare's website, which is medicare.gov, and you can do some reading about the parts of Medicare and get a feel for what the base benefit is that you've paid into that you're going to get now. Spend all these tax dollars these years pulling out of your payroll, and you need to know what exactly that has bought you and then what expenses still will be ahead of you that you'll pay for the benefits that you're using. So about 6 months before is when you can start doing your research, and then 3 months before you turn 65 is when you should contact Social Security and apply for Medicare. And that can be done on Social Security's website, or you can call Social Security to do a telephone enrollment.
Mm.
And if you're going to be using Medicare as your primary insurance, you'll want to enroll in Parts A and B. Sometimes people are still working when they turn 65, and that's okay, but you're going to want to do some reading to find out whether you want to still enroll in Medicare to coordinate with your group benefits. So a few months before, it's important for you to take a look at that and determine whether or not you're going to go ahead and enroll, and then give them a little bit of time to process your enrollment and get your Medicare card back out to you.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. So,
yeah.
And depending on the plan, but isn't it true that, it sounds like a little bit of a loaded statement, but isn't it true that when you do sign up for Medicare, a lot of times the employer-based group plan will become secondary and Medicare becomes primary?
It depends on how big the company is that you're working for.
Okay.
So if you work for a company that has more than 20 employees, then that group insurance is actually going to be your primary and Medicare will be secondary.
Okay.
If you work for under 20, then Medicare will be primary and your group plan can be secondary.
There you go. See there, ladies and gentlemen? That's why we wanted Danielle in the program, because this stuff is if this, then that, if not that, then this, and we need her help to sort it out. And I find it really fascinating that there's all of this information out there, but it's still, it can be intimidating for people. And you start talking about our mailboxes being stuffed with different information, and you have all these options, and you start scratching your head going, I don't even know where to start.
Yeah.
And you know, it's interesting, of course, that everybody has, doggone it, they know how old you are. They got your date of birth. It's out there.
They know, for sure. They know.
Yeah, they got your number, literally. So first step then is to do your little bit of homework, go to Medicare.gov, go to SSA.gov, you know, start to familiarize yourself with this. And then after we've done that, you said, Danielle, we got to go to the website, sign up for Medicare. We can do it online, which is, of course, very convenient. Mm-hmm. And then once we've done that, what happens next? They send us a card in the mail. What happens?
Yeah. So once you receive your Medicare card in the mail, and assuming that you are going to use Medicare as your primary insurance, you're retiring now, and this is going to be what you insure with going forward, then at that point, you are deciding really between two main types of coverage.
Okay.
So Medicare has two parts. Part A is your hospital insurance. Part B is your outpatient insurance. But you need both parts to really have comprehensive health coverage, because the Part B outpatient covers some pretty big ticket items like chemotherapy, radiation, dialysis, in addition to all the minor outpatient things that we think about, like doctor visits and lab work. And there's a premium that you pay for Part B that's based on your income. So you'll first want to figure out how much you're going to spend on Part B. Right now, we have lots of people across America that are paying roughly around $105 for the Part B insurance. And if their income is higher, it can be higher than that. There's a great chart on Medicare's website where you can look at that and see whether or not your piece will be higher. And so then you know that you're going to spend roughly this $105 for Part B, and that can go up every year. It'll go up a little bit next year. You will then decide, okay, how am I going to fill in the gaps? And so what a lot of people don't realize is that Medicare doesn't cover everything for you. There are going to be some deductibles that you'll have some cost sharing in. But the most important thing you need to cover is the Part B 20%. So Medicare is going to pay 80% of all of your Part B services, and you're responsible for the other 20%.
Which can be
a
lot.
So that 20% is not a big deal if you're just having a doctor visit, but it can be a really big deal if you're having a hip replacement or open heart surgery or, you know, treatment for chronic conditions. The way that you need to go about filling in those gaps is you're going to choose from two main products that are in the market. First, we have the traditional Medicare supplement, also called Medigap, and most people are a little more familiar with that term. What happens with Medigap is Medicare pays its share, then your supplement Medigap pays the share that you normally would have, and it allows you then to pretty much have very little out of pocket. If you do a full coverage plan like a Plan F, as in Frank, that plan will cover all of your deductibles, all your 20%. You can treat at any doctor in the United States that participates in Medicare, which has over 800,000 providers, and you're not going to pay anything for your services, your A and B part services. So if you're somebody that gets your peace of mind by knowing when you go to bed at night that if something happens tomorrow and you're in the hospital for 4 weeks, that you're not going to have to worry about the bills you're getting in your mailbox, that's a great kind of coverage. And it gives you the most freedom, too, because it doesn't matter if you buy your supplement from Blue Cross or Humana or Aetna or one of, you know, 20 other carriers. You're going to have the same great standardized coverage, and you can use it anywhere in the nation. So
that's,
it works very
excellent.
Well for people that travel. It also works well for even people that live in a local area but just want to have the most comprehensive kind of coverage.
Excellent. Well, that's good to know, Danielle. And
I
will dig a little deeper into this, but let's grab a quick break. Danielle Kunkel, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest today, Vice President and Co-Founder of Boomer Benefits, boomerbenefits.com. We'll grab that break. We'll be right back and dig a little deeper. Hold on right there.
Hi, I'm Teresa Rand with the Volusia Flagler YMCA. Our Y has 6 locations to help you reach your health and fitness goals. With a focus on healthy living, youth development, and social responsibility, there are many different options to get your family involved, such as sports, swim, exercise, and much more. For more information on how your why can help with your health and fitness goals, check out www.vfymca.org.
Hey, welcome back. So we're going to get you up to speed here on Medicare, all these different options, and we've got Danielle Kunkel on the line with us, Vice President and Co-Founder of Boomer Benefits. You can get them on the line by calling 855-732-9055 or go to the website boomerbenefits.com. And, you know, before the break, you used a term that it sounds really innocuous and almost nice. You know, you used the term cost sharing. And it's almost like we're at lunch. I'd like to try some of what I brought today. cost sharing. It sounds so, but when you start talking about, Danielle, some of these costs and you being the Medicare beneficiary having to pay, you know, 20% of something that's a really big bill, you have to have open heart surgery or something. We're not talking about something that's pleasant. You're talking about some real significant cost. Let me ask you this.
Can really eat your lunch if you're not prepared for them.
No pun intended. Well put. So the question I was going to ask you, and we'll get back into the Medigap and some of the other options, is there a cap, you know, with traditional group employer-based plans, usually there's an out-of-pocket max or a certain amount of a deductible. When you're talking about this 20% that you've got to pay as the Medicare beneficiary for benefits, the cost of the care, is there an out-of-pocket max on that?
There isn't, and I think
there
that's what catches some people unaware is we assume that with our group insurance that we've always had, we hit our deductible or out-of-pocket max, and we don't owe anything more after that. With Medicare, that 20% goes on forever, and so you pay and you pay and you pay. And then often what happens is if the people miss their open enrollment window when they first turn 65, you can join a Medicare supplement with no health underwriting questions. They cannot turn you down for any pre-existing conditions. That window is only 6 months after your Part B effective date, and if you miss that window and you just have original Medicare, and a couple of years down the road, now suddenly you have a very serious health condition that's going to cost thousands and thousands of dollars to your 20% that you're paying, a lot of times now this health condition is what will prevent you from being able to get a Medigap plan. Medigap requires health underwriting, even though the Affordable Care Act changed the under 65 plans to having no health questions. That did not affect Medicare. So you get your Medicare-based benefits without any health underwriting, but your supplement that you buy, they can ask questions and they'll turn you down for certain chronic conditions, things like rheumatoid arthritis or insulin-dependent diabetes with some heart blood pressure medications, multiple sclerosis, if you have a pending surgery. These are all things that would cause you to get declined. So you don't want to miss the boat on getting enrolled into a plan early in that 6 months right after you turn 65 and activate your Part B insurance.
Smart. Yeah, so you've got 6 months, get enrolled, because otherwise, I'm going to say it another way, Danielle. If there's anything wrong with you, they're going to deny you, okay?
It can be like that.
I mean, that's what I'm sure it feels like sometimes. So, okay, so the first option people have, which I love the way you kind of put it in perspective, Danielle, is you have the Medigap, which is basically filling in these deductibles, the coinsurance, and these things. And the strongest plan, if I heard you correctly, is Plan F as in Frank. Okay, excellent. And then that's option one. And then the second most common is where you've got this. Is that where you have C?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Part C of Medicare is not something you enroll in at Social Security like you do with A and B. Part C, which is also called Medicare Advantage, is another type of insurance that you could choose instead of doing original Medicare with a Medigap policy.
Okay.
So what was happening is we would have people who maybe couldn't afford to spend $150 a month or $200 a month for a Medigap plan, so they would just do original Medicare, and then they would get sick, and they would go bankrupt, and they would end up owing a lot of bills that they could never pay.
Nice.
And so in the 90s, this was something our government looked at and decided to create Part C of Medicare, which are private Medicare plans. And so these plans are actually a lot less expensive than Medigap plans, but you're agreeing to use a private local network of doctors and hospitals to get your care. So these type of plans actually feel a whole lot like the group insurance that you're used to, where you only pay a small premium or in some cases no premium. But when you go in to have healthcare services, you pay on the back end. So you've got a copay at the doctor, copay at the hospital, copay for an ambulance ride. And unlike the Medigap, where you pay more up front and everything is covered on the back end, it's kind of the opposite. You can have a much lower premium, but you'll pay as you go. And the most important thing about it is the way it's specifically different is that you need to use the doctors and the plan's network to get the best pricing on your copays.
Mm.
And some of these plans are HMO plans, which mean you actually don't have coverage outside the network except for in emergencies. So if you're going to join one of these plans, it requires you to do some homework up front and make sure that the doctors and hospitals, which are important to you, are offered in that plan's network, and that you understand that this plan, while it may be very inexpensive right now, that later, if you have a chronic health condition that develops and you're seeing a doctor more, you need lab work, you need an MRI, those are all things where you're going to be spending some money. These plans do have an out-of-pocket maximum, David. You'd asked about
that with the
regular Medicare.
Right.
On these plans, Medicare allows them to set an out-of-pocket maximum as high as $6,700. So in a worst-case scenario, let's say you developed kidney failure and you started dialysis, which is very expensive. On a Medicare Advantage plan, a lot of times you'll pay 20% for that. But if you hit that out-of-pocket maximum that that plan has, then after that point, the insurance companies cover the rest of your care for the year 100% for A and B services.
Wow. So some points of comparison when you're looking at plans that where you do this Part C, the Medicare Advantage, might be comparing the out-of-pocket maximum, the deductibles, the copays, all that jazz, plus also the network.
Yes.
Okay.
The network is important. And a lot of times we see, every year we see some pretty sad stories where people got this flyer in the mail and they got lured in by a premium that
mm-hmm.
says a zero premium, and it includes a gym membership and
sure.
some eyeglass or vision benefits, and it sounds so great, and they just enroll online without knowing or doing any research. And then come January, they find out their doctor, they can't see the doctor because the doctor's not in the network. And with Advantage plans, you're enrolling for a year at a time, so you're actually stuck in these plans unless you use some special election periods to disenroll. Medicare will allow you from January 1st to February 14th each year to change your mind and go back to original Medicare, but it's no guarantee that you're going to be able to get your Medigap plan back if you drop that Medigap plan to get into Medicare Advantage. So it's really, really important that you do research and talk to a professional. Make sure that if you're considering Medicare Advantage that you know all the possible expenses that you would have and any network irregularities that you need to know. Your brokers typically are going to have a good idea of which hospitals and facilities are in the network, and they can help you do that kind of research if you aren't trusting that you can do it on your own.
Yeah, well, and that's the job of the broker. That's what an advisor in this area does. You know, it's interesting.
Sure.
So all of this open enrollment, all that's going on in the fall of each year because it's a calendar year application of your enrollment.
Yes,
okay.
And that's for Part D. One of the things I really want to get across to the public is a lot of people think that open enrollment in the fall means that they can change their Medigap plan with no health underwriting, and that is not the case. The open enrollment in the fall has nothing to do with Medigap. It's primarily about Part D and Medicare Advantage plans. That's when you can enroll in a different Part D or switch to a Medicare Advantage. That's what the annual open enrollment is about, is the drug portion and Medicare Advantage plans that include drugs.
And to change Medigap, you've got to, if you didn't, even if you took advantage of that within 6 months of signing up from Part B and you got in without an underwriting, if you decide to change later, is there underwriting at that point?
Yeah, there sure is. And in some states across the U.S., there may be certain rules. Like in California, they have a birthday rule where you can change once a year right around on your birthday. But in most states, you're going to have to actually go through underwriting to get that Medigap plan approved. And I will say that if you have some minor things, like you take a couple of maintenance medications for high blood pressure or cholesterol, those are not things that will prevent you from changing. It's more chronic conditions that are incurable or expensive pending items that would cause you to be declined if you try to change your Medigap.
Okay.
So you want to make sure that you choose a good company up front in case you aren't able to change later. You want to be with a strong carrier that's got good financial ratings. And you can look at the history of their rate increases over the last few years and make sure you choose a carrier that you feel comfortable staying with for the long term.
Excellent. Great information. Danielle Kunkel, ladies and gentlemen, Vice President and Co-Founder of Boomer Benefits, boomerbenefits.com, and that telephone number again, 855-732-9055. Grab a quick break. We'll come back and maybe even talk about the donut. Stay right there.
Are you looking for convenient, straightforward financial information? Just say no to superficial sales presentations and yes to the free Real Money app. Get David Holland's new app for your smartphone or tablet. Just search Real Money with David Holland at your mobile device's store. You'll be able to access 17 educational TV shows, plus hundreds of radio shows and financial columns, all in the palm of your hand and on your schedule. So very easy and so very important to you. Again, to download the free app, search Real Money with David Holland. Do you have financial questions you'd like answered on this show? Send them to questions@planstronger.com. You will remain anonymous.
And welcome back. Daniel Kunkel on the line, just full of great information for us for Medicare and figuring all this out with the plans, Medigap and Advantage plans, and we'll get to drugs in a minute. Boomerbenefits.com is the website. So when somebody signs up for this Part C plan, if they choose to do that, Danielle, they take advantage of one of these Medicare Advantage plans that we talked about before the break. You know, the health insurance company who you're signing up with is basically going to get some sort of money, basically what you they're because they're taking over responsibility for your care, and so they're going to get money from Medicare, and you may not pay them, but Medicare is going to give them something for A and for B.
That's right.
Okay.
So Medicare Advantage companies, they're trying to make their plan attractive to you, and so they'll price that plan as low as possible, and that's why sometimes you'll see companies that offer a zero premium. Mm-hmm. So they actually get paid by Medicare to take on all of your risks.
Okay.
And then Medicare is off the hook for if you get sick tomorrow and have a $100,000 claim, the insurance company that you've chosen instead of Medicare is the one that's going to deliver those benefits.
So they want to get as many people as they can to get monthly checks from Medicare to take care of them.
Yes, absolutely. Those can be quite a lot of money.
Somewhere
between $800 and $1,000 a month is often what we hear that they get reimbursed for offering your care.
About that. So get a million people and you have a few.
You can make a lot of money.
Yes, you can. So for the Medicare beneficiary, basically they trade their Medicare's A and B and they get C.
They do. That's
okay.
Right. And so
okay.
I always tell people, you're never going to lose your Medicare A and B eligibility. You can always go back to Medicare if you enroll in an Advantage mm-hmm. plan and you change later. The next annual election period, you can leave that plan and go back to original Medicare. So you're not giving it up, but you are for the next year setting it aside. And so take your red, white, and blue Medicare card and put it in a safe place where you file your other financial documents and carry your Medicare Advantage card with you, because that's the card that you're going to present at the doctor, hospital, pharmacy, if the plan includes the Part D. That's the way that you're going to make sure that those providers bill the right place, because if they don't know that and they bill your Medicare, Medicare will reject the claim because
right.
they show you enrolled in a Medicare Advantage
right,
plan.
Right, exactly. So is an oversimplification to call basically Medicare Advantage or Part C an HMO?
Yes, because in some areas we have PPO options
okay.
too.
Okay.
So if you don't like the idea of having a primary care physician that has to do a referral for you to see a specialist, in most markets, there's PPO options as well, and those sometimes have a little bit higher copays because you're basically paying for the freedom to wake up one day and say, I'm going to go pick my own dermatologist mm-hmm. and make an appointment today.
Yeah, I 64-year-old David be looking for some options there. I like my freedom.
Sure.
Well,
yeah, I think most people do.
Yeah, so we got to, of course, talk about D, because if there's A, B, and C, there's got to be the D, and D is for?
Drugs.
Drugs.
Yay.
All right. All right. So this is an add-on. How does it work?
Well, Part D is a voluntary program, and for 50 years, people on Medicare had no retail prescription drug coverage. So back in 2005, when I was helping people with Medicare, they would pay 100% out of pocket usually for their prescription drugs. There used to be a couple of Medigap plans that included a small amount of drug coverage, but of course you can imagine there was public outcry for decades about this. So Part D was created to basically give you a pharmacy card. You enroll in a plan. Now that you take that card to the pharmacy, instead of you paying $200 for your brand name medication, maybe you spend $50.
Okay.
And Part D gives you the access to those kind of copays for retail prescription drugs.
Is there a cost to you to sign up for it?
Yes. There's, in most states, anywhere from 20 to 25 plans. And you enroll in Part D by just choosing one of those companies.
It's through an insurance company.
A lot of states have plans as low as $18 or so. But there are also plans that might run $60, $70, $80, and they all have a different formulary. So the way that you can choose the right one for you is to go to Medicare's website with your list of medications. There's a drug finder tool there where you can enter those. And Medicare will crunch the numbers for you and tell you which drug plan will be most cost-effective for you.
Convenient. So that is through a health insurance company, not through the government.
Correct.
Okay. And so next logical question, do some of the Medicare Advantage plans package in Part D as part of it?
They sure do.
Okay.
So you can get an Advantage plan with or without Part D coverage. And so if you like the idea of having just the one card to show at the pharmacy and the doctor, you can choose an Advantage plan that has the Part D rolled right in.
Okay. Very good. Very helpful. And we've got about a minute left, so can we talk about the donut?
We can. The donut hole is the bane of my existence as an insurance agent because nobody likes it, and unfortunately, there's no plans that don't have a donut hole.
Hmm.
So what the donut hole is, Medicare calls it the coverage gap.
Yes, of
course. This is a point in the year where if your total cost of medicines go over a certain amount, that number is $3,310 for next year. If you go, your drugs are more expensive than that in 1 year, you fall into the gap, and you're going to pay a higher percentage for those medications while you're in the gap. So you might go from paying $40 for a brand-name medication, and now you're paying $183. And this is how Medicare makes sure that you have some skin in the game.
Yeah.
Medicare foots a lot of the bill for Part D, so they want to encourage you to use generic medications whenever possible. So they do that by making you pay more for expensive brand name drugs if you have a spending over a certain amount in any given year.
Excellent. Well, I'll tell you what, Danielle, you've got it in spades. You know what you're talking about, and this has been very helpful, not only for me, I'm sure for our listeners. Danielle Kunkel, ladies and gentlemen. Vice President and co-founder of Boomer Benefits, boomerbenefits.com, and the telephone number again, 855-732-9055. Danielle, it's been very insightful. Thank you so much for being with us.
I enjoyed it. Thanks for having me.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.